coming to you live from Central Texas. It's Let's Talk with your host, Eric Jackson. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the great conversation. And now, here's the host of Let's Talk, Eric Jackson. All right. Hey, and good afternoon. And welcome to Let's Talk, y'all. It's Thursday, one day before Friday. And you know what that means? The weekend is right around the corner. And that's what I'm talking about, y'all. The weekend is right around the corner. And we're about to have us a good time today. Oh, yeah. Today we're going to have us a good time, y'all. Once again, this is Let's Talk. I am your host, Eric Jackson. And ladies, where y'all at today? Where y'all at today, ladies? Because it's all about y'all, man. It's all about y'all. Now, you know, we've been complaining and talking and talking, complaining. And today, ladies, it's your turn to get things right, to set us straight. Set us men straight, as y'all say. Because today's topic is all about the women. That's right. It's all about the women and the type of men they want to have. That's right. Ladies, tell me about it. What you want? You want you a gentleman, somebody who's going to treat you right, huh? Somebody who's going to satisfy your intellectual side of your mind? Or you want that thugged out swag individual, you know, walking around with his pants down to his thighs, his tank top, his Timberlands on, unlaced, walking down the street, braided up? That's what you want, ladies? That's what you want? So tell us, what do you want? And that's the topic of this day's show. Ladies, gentlemen or thugs, what you want? Huh? What do you want? Do you really know what you want? But I hope some ladies out there going to call in and tell me today what you really want, because I am really, really curious as to what do you want. And I'm sure some of my listeners out there are just as curious as I am. Well, if you want to join in the conversation or have your little piece into the conversation today, no problem. Give us a call at 347-838-8622. Email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. Or hit me up in my chat room, y'all. Just go to your local social media site, log in, and join me in my chat room. And we can have a great conversation going on there, too. Either way, we're going to chat it up today, y'all, so be ready for it. So you might as well go on and join in. It's Thursday, one day before Friday. The weekend is almost here, so let's get it started right. In some places, this is the start of the weekend. You have to know about that special, though. But anyway, so with all that being said, let's go and get on with this conversation today. Now, I know my regulars are out there. They probably were chomping at the bit to get in on some of this. So, gentlemen and ladies, bring it on. Let's get busy. You know what I mean? Come on, y'all. Let's talk. That's what it's all about today. We talking about the ladies and what the ladies want. Now, I'm a man, so I can't really tell you too much about what a lady want. Because I'm about as confused as the next man. Now, I'm not going to tell you no lie about it. I'm not. And a lot of times, I think, hey, half the women, they kind of iffy about it, too. But it's okay. That's why we're going to talk about it today. That's right. So any of you out there want to go on and join in, get on the phone lines and start this thing off, come on. Let's do this. Man. Okay. Now, all right, here we go. Today's topic is, ladies, gentlemen or thugs, what do you really want? Let's talk about that. All right, ladies, today is your day. Like I said before, ladies, today is your day to set things straight. That's right. It's your day to set things straight. And the reason why, you know, because there's been this ongoing argument from, oh, Lord, back in the day about what type of man a woman prefer. You know, because men want to know. We really want to know. Now, like I said, we want to know, okay? I ain't going to say. Some of us care. Some of us really don't care. But we want to know what you want. We really do. You know, what kind of man do you prefer? Huh? Many of you say you want a gentleman, however. You know, yeah, some of y'all say that. Yeah, some of y'all say, well, I want me a gentleman, somebody who's going to open doors for me, somebody who's going to take me out and pay for my dinner and so forth and so on. And then you got the other side of the house. Yeah, let's go and be true. We got the other side of the house, and the only thing they're talking about is, I want me a thug. I want me somebody with some swag. What the heck is swag anyway, y'all? Has anybody thought about looking up that word swag? I know I tried looking it up on there. I could find this a covering before a curtain or some mess like that, or stealing something, swaying. So what is swag, y'all? Yeah, please somebody, you know, get with me on this and let me know what a swag is, because that's a something that's out there now. I really want to know. I got to have me a man with a swag. Okay, what the heck is swag? I want to know that. What is the heck is a swag? You know, I'm just saying. But you know what? There's another thing too. There's another thing called There's another thing. I see my co-host just showed up there. Go on, get on the line, there, Miss Charlotte, because I know you're gonna have to bring some peace into this in a little while. You're gonna have to bring some peace into this. But what is this swag thing that y'all talking about? Huh? Or is the new word, the word not thug anymore? Is the new word gone back to what that word is? Bad boy? Is that new word is bad boy now? I'm just asking. Hello, Charlotte. How you doing today?
Good afternoon. I'm fantastic. How are you doing, Mr. Eric Jackson?
I'm doing wonderful. Doing wonderful. See, I had to get you on the show today, you know, as my co-host, because I know it's going to be some stuff going on here. And maybe you can enlighten some of us exactly what this thing is that's going on with these women these days, as in, you know, this gentleman and thug or bad boy syndrome. Well, what's going on with that? What is the difference? What is swag, Charlotte? I'm going to ask you, because I have no idea. What is this swag stuff?
I mean, I guess, you know, back in my day we had we had a little different term for it. Swag and swagger is more of your gift of gab and your ransom attached, to my understanding.
Ah, that's what it is, a gift of ransom attached, huh?
Your gift of gab, you know how brothers, you know, and sisters, whatever, we just got that kind of style that people just gravitate to you. So when you're in gravitation mode, which don't get me wrong, because we all get out of mode, and we all have a time when it's our turn.
Uh-huh.
Right? Haven't you?
Hello, you there?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
So haven't you had times?
Huh?
Haven't you had times where women just seem like they were just coming your way? Like, you know, when it happens, it's like, oh, shoot, huh? You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. I guess you can say it's something like your mojo.
Yeah.
As we say back then, your mojo.
Mm-hmm. Your mojo be working.
Ah, okay. So
it's like, yeah, when things are in your house, it's in your house. It's like, okay, let me go with this flow.
Okay. And now, see, I can get with that. Okay. See, that's all I'm asking y'all. Just educate me a little bit. You know, some of these things I don't know about. So I be trying to be intelligent and look them up, you know, in dictionaries and things. And dictionaries don't be telling me what I be wanting to know sometimes. So I'm glad somebody's letting me know. So it's basically like back in the day, you say, you know, when I was coming up, it was your rap. You know, did you have a strong rap? So that's something like what a swag is.
That's right. That's your strong rap. That's like when when you're able to put it down and pull them. You know what I mean? Where everybody, well, let's say quite a few want to be in your space and come into your place.
Mm-hmm. All righty then. That I'm talking about. Okay. Now, let's go and get on started with this thing, Charlotte. Now, you know, and I, like I said before, I'm like most men, I'm really curious about this thing, you know, because, you know, some say they want a lot of them today say they want a thug or a bad boy. And my question is, what the heck is what's the difference? I mean, you want a bad boy, so you say, if you get one, he treats you like crap. And then you complain about there's no good men or no good people out there. And then what? But that's who you choosing, right?
That's right. You asked for it.
Yeah, I mean, let's be real, because it's like back in the day when Salt and Pepper, you remember that song that you say they want a, was it a roughneck? Remember that? You know, when it isn't, was it a roughneck?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, and now you got Mary J. Blige, her little song talking about nice guys are boring. You know, so what's really going on? What do you, women, ladies, today is y'all show. What do you, what in the heck do y'all want?
Yeah, you know, we got a couple guests in your chat room. They need to, like, let us know what's up. Now, me personally, I'm going to pick the good guy.
You going to pick the good guy?
Oh, yeah, because I could be bad enough for both of us. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. I know exactly
what
you're saying.
You know, I mean, you know, it's like, you know, especially if, you know, you're the kind of woman who wants, you know, things not to get out of hand. And that's what women, that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to bring to the environment where things are a little bit more handled. You know what I mean? Like when, you know, when your man is angry, upset, and want to lash out or do things, we're supposed to be the soothing part of your life.
Okay. And
you know
then?
What I mean? Yeah, man, I'm just saying, you know. We're like music. We're supposed to, you know, soothe the savage in a man.
We're supposed to soothe the savage. So what you're saying is, even though y'all may say y'all want a bad boy, I'm not going to say thug anymore. Even though y'all say y'all want a bad boy, y'all really kind of want a combination so you can, when he gets into his bad boy mode, y'all can soothe him down. That's what you're trying to tell me.
Well, you know what? I'm not sure because I've never gravitated towards the bad boys, actually, but I guess it's almost like the same thing a man asks for. Like, he want a hoe in a bedroom, but he don't want a real hoe. Yeah, I mean, he want a bad boy in the bedroom. Somebody help me out here. Am I wrong? You know, somebody tell me. You know, he just want a bad boy. You know, he wants that, you know.
But Charlotte, now let's be real, Charlotte. Now you know that's something totally different, right there. That's different from being a bad boy or you know a hoe in the bedroom. But you know, because in the bedroom you have to bring it anyway. And speaking of that, you know, some ladies say that's the difference between a good guy and a bad boy. Is the bad boy gonna really bring it in the bedroom?
I mean, it's not. I don't know. I mean, are you a good guy, babe? Because I think you're kind of a good guy.
I'm definitely a good guy. There's
can
no
you
doubt
bring
about
it?
That one.
Can you bring it? But it's your turn in an hour.
When it's my turn?
You know,
well, look, that we ain't talking about me today now. That's for
well,
me to
say. I guess that's my point of saying this is a misconception.
Oh, it's a misconception.
This is saying a good guy can't put a hammer down. Come on.
Well, I'm just going by what the songs say these days and what I hear out in the street. Now that's why I'm trying to get the ladies. Come on,
well,
ladies.
It depends on your partner too, now, right?
Well, yeah.
Some partners, you gonna have you running around doing a whole bunch of things. You'd be like, oh no, I got to serve her. And other partners, they boring you too, right? Y'all
well,
both
yeah.
bored in the bed.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. That is very true. But what distinguishes the two, though? I mean, outside the bedroom. Okay, we're going outside the bedroom. What makes that bad boy or that so-called thug so attractive more than is it the, you know, because I had a friend, and she said she liked the chaos that they brought. You know, if something about she had to have chaos in her life, and usually the bad boys, they always had chaos going on. Is that one of the major attractions or...
You know what? I think so. Cause I've had girlfriends and I know women who like punched in the eye. You know they're not when they have the mean controlling alpha male. They can't. Mm-hmm. They don't. Look, they get crazy with a let's say you know a kind man who. Who loves them, they want a man who drags them down the street. I know women like that. I'd be like, dang, you was hanging out the car? But guess what? Oh, but I love him. Okay.
Yeah.
That must be her thing.
That must, but why? I mean, okay. Now, Okay. See, and here we go, Charlotte. That's what I'm talking about there. That must be her thing. Why is that her thing? Why would a woman want a man that's going to go upside her head, drag her down the street, you know, and just embarrass her? I mean, I'm not understanding that. I'm not understanding that.
I don't feel it either, but I think it's almost like addiction. And I think it was, see it one time in a movie. I can't remember what movie it was. And it says, I'm addicted to chaos.
Hmm.
People like harmony and other people don't.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't happy unless they fight, unless they like. So that chaos, when that person brings that, it's almost like they don't, it's like a bad kid. They don't care what kind of attention they get. Just give me some attention. And they want that kind. It's like,
Okay. So would you saying that, so in a lot of cases, it's the attention that they may get from the bad boy that they won't get from the good guy?
Well, I'm saying this, so some people like makeup sex. Some people like, you know what I mean? So if you fighting, then you hit the makeup.
So if I'm getting beat upside my head, though, do I have to, I mean, I can come up with another way to have makeup sex besides getting beat upside my head. Come on, now.
Not if that's your personality. Because I really don't. I'll be like, girl, you like that? Well, I've had friends to say, you know, we're down the aisles, we're somewhere hanging out, and they get down there and they just have, you know, I guess out of zip code, you know, they just did things. I'll be like, what's up with that? Well, you know, how are you making this decision?
Right. All right, ladies out there. I mean, we got Charlotte putting it down out here, but what about the rest of y'all out there? Y'all letting Charlotte speak for all of y'all today?
Huh? I mean, call on in. Let's come on.
Yeah, let us know what's going on. 347-838-8622. You know, we got our chat room open, or you can hit me at ericthatstalk@gmail.com, and I'd be more than happy to mention what you got to say today, because I want to know. You know, we're not going to leave Charlotte out there by herself, are we? Hey,
you know,
guys.
That's right. Women up.
Hey, guys.
Well, what about the guys?
I know y'all out
there,
too.
What about the guys that are bad, that do these things to women?
What about them? I mean, apparently the girls want us, so they out there. You know, but on a serious tip, though, why is that out there anyway? You know what I mean? If I don't know. Maybe it's okay. Here we go. I got another call on the line. Uh oh, Charlotte, I think we may have something going on here. All right, hold on. Hello, welcome to Let's Talk. You on the air? What's on your mind?
Well, I'm a little confused. It seems like the topic of being whether you prefer a gentleman or a thug has moved more into the bedroom, and I don't know that's exactly what characterizes
what
a woman wants. I think you can even have a little
of
both in one person.
You, a little bit
that
of
both
in
my choice. Uh-huh. And I use the term thug loosely because gentleman is exactly what I would look for. But you
mm-hmm.
don't have to be a little goody two shoes, just a nerd, you know, in order to do that. Do you not agree?
I mean, that's a good point. I mean, I assume, you know, hey, a man want a little bit of hoe in his woman too. But I mean, mm-hmm. But what I'm talking about is, you know, that young lady or woman out there that just want that one walking down the street, you know, with the pants hanging off and the wife beater. I keep calling them tank tops. I'm okay, but the wife beater and, you know, the open Tims and. You know, and it's got that, as I said before, that swag.
I think that comes from the environment that they live in.
Okay, that's
what... You are what you live.
Mm.
I have a son, and my son, I taught to be a gentleman. But at the same time, you know, I don't allow him to walk around with his pants hanging down, and he's 23 years old, and I still say I don't allow. I think it's all
like
about that firm hand of parenting where we have lost control with having, I think, so many young parents that don't have the benefit of that strong know, grandmother, mother figure that just didn't play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how I grew up. That's the same way I raised my son.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I've tried to influence other young men to be the same way. You know, sometimes, like I said, the environment. You know, when they would come to my house, okay, they had to toe the mark. Pants had to come up.
Mm-hmm.
You had to be yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. Yeah, it's all about, you know, and it goes also to it takes a village. You got to get a different side. They got to want to be part of that. These young women have to want to respect themselves in that way and not settle for a man that's walking around showing his butt.
All right.
That's
now,
right.
I like that. I like that type of thing. I really do. I love that type of thinking. But even if that's the case, what is it? But here's my question: what is it that besides? I understand you said the environment, but it's got to be something a little bit more than environment that draws these women to these type of men.
It's what they used to. It's what they live from day to day. That's what they grow up being exposed to.
Mm-hmm.
And even if they don't grow up being exposed to it, that's what's their present. You know, if that's the environment that they're in. This is what they see. This is how they feel they have to live, what they have to settle for. It's all because that's what they surround themselves with. That type attitude, I can't even find a word, you know, the negative of just it's the downside of it. You know, a lot of times we limit ourselves.
Mm.
And I feel like that's what a lot of the young women do. You know, is I need a man, and if that man is out there doing that, making that fast money, you know, most of the time half of them don't have a job, and income, even if they don't have a job, it's not a productive relationship.
Okay. Okay. So would you say, now I'm just floating around here right now, y'all, so follow me. So if this is the case, then would you say that television or today's music has a little bit to do with the I guess the perception that a bad boy is the way to go?
I do too.
I agree with that.
I do.
Again, I think there's someone that's that
what you're exposed to. That's what's perceived now as the, you know, that's the norm. The gentleman is not the norm anymore.
All right, the gentleman is not the norm. See, and that's wrong though. That is. Go ahead, Charlotte. I hear you.
The gentleman, they gave him different terms. Now, like we said, nerd, square. Goofy.
Wow.
You know what I mean? So, you know, he thought, that, guess what? 10 years from now, he probably going to be your boss.
That is a good point. Maybe. Anyway,
you know what I mean? Because that's the one that's probably going to maintain his focus.
Okay. All righty then, ladies. That I'm talking about. See, men, that I'm talking about. We ask the ladies come on and put it out there, and they put it out there. So if you young men out there, you men period out there, got any questions for these ladies, y'all need to come on and give us a call, you know, and let them go on and put it out to you, because I'm sure they ready. They ready for your day. Like I said, today is all about the ladies. So if y'all got anything for them, y'all better bring it today.
But you know what? You know, on our job in the relationship really is kind of, you know, help each other grow. And you have a man that's a gentleman, basically help him see how to put it down, if you know what I mean. If you care about him, you know what I mean, and you care about, you know, because more gentlemen are into lifestyle, help him put it down. You know what I mean? You know, sometimes you might have to, there's some nice pillow talk to tell a man what you want.
You're assuming that they don't know how to put it down. Being a gentleman does not mean that they, you know, don't have the same capacity that the thug has. It means they put it in a different way.
But if he ain't serving you, maybe you need to tell him how you want served.
But does that mean a gentleman, just because he's a gentleman, he can't serve you?
No, 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 absolutely not. But I'm saying, okay. Well, some women say, well, I want a bad boy in the bedroom. You know, well,
a gentleman can be a bad boy in the bedroom.
Absolutely. I already said that.
I personally, today is my 26th anniversary.
Wow, congratulations.
My husband is not a thug. And I have no problems in with any of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about. That's the way of saying it without saying it. That's what I'm talking about right there. Hey, we got a question in the chat room. It goes, hi, I live in a housing project in Buffalo, New York, and someone, the guys try to beat up on me every day because I'm gay. What should I do? They just see I'm different, and it's like I'm scared to go home. Okay.
Okay, I don't have anything to do with today's subject.
Well,
you know what I would say.
Well, go ahead, Charlotte.
Move.
You know what y'all wrong for that.
Move yourself from that situation. That's the only question.
Oh, okay.
I mean, right? If you got to get three roommates.
Get three roommates.
you know what I mean? Sometimes we got to do what we got to do.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's true. But, you know, I'm like, what? Okay. All right, we're not trying to be insensitive, but what does that really have to do with today's show? The topic on the show, you know? And you know what, though? Let's go back. I kind of run this in here. You know, and there's this new thing out there, this new popular, I guess, popular, whatever you want to call it, where these young ladies run around, you know, and talking about they bisexual, okay, and they supposedly, unquote, dressing like, I guess they think a thug man should look like. What's going on with that? You know, once again, it's that perception of being that thug or bad boy, but I'm not understanding yet. I tried, and they were all thugs. Oh, Lord. You know?
Well, I think that might be protection.
That's what it is.
I don't know. I think it might be protection. You know, we protect ourselves in a lot of ways. One, we protect our egos, our feelings, our emotions, and so meaning, you know, so even sometimes being tough is just, you know, a way to say, hey, don't mess with me. Let me be who I am. So sometimes people want to get tough with it, but guess what? We all bleeding red.
Well, that is true. That is true.
You know what I mean? So you want to, you know, far as to me, if you're bisexual, you don't dress like a dude. That's almost like, you know, lipstick lesbo. Dressing like a dude, say more dyke, doesn't it?
Well, I don't know. I dress like a man every day, so I wouldn't know what to do. I mean, I'm not going around putting on no women's clothes, you know, especially not walking around in public anyway, so I wouldn't be able to tell you.
Right, but a woman could get away with more in that area than a man can.
Ah, well, yeah,
you know,
that is true.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, I would tell, like, I have daughters, and I have one who likes to wear high top tennis shoes, and I'd be like, okay, that's fine sometime. Excuse me.
Well,
girls, just like girls.
I mean, well, that's all right. I mean, I can understand that. In some instances, yeah, I can understand that. But they're not themselves out there like that.
No, but guess what? Here, with me, just like she said, she don't allow her sons to behave a certain way. She's raising them. And, like, you know, so, you know, a parent steps in and checks that. They're like, oh, hold up. Okay, that's fine. But you're not going to look like that every day. And you're not going to walk like that. You
right.
know, with that little, that bounce walk, like, dude, guys. Oh, no, excuse me, honey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you pretend when you're around me, because you're going to have to, you know, to display some feminine ways.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know, because what do we need to do? We need to regulate your hormones, something going on here.
Well, okay. I can get with that also. I don't get with that. That makes a lot of sense. But what about the other side of the spectrum though? Where that's all they know. That's all they doing.
What do you mean? Are you doing dressing like a boy?
Yeah, and you
mean when you get grown? When you get grown, you get out here, you can do what you want. When you live in our homes, like the other lady was saying, we have a little bit of power.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, power. What? Here we go with the power.
I mean, I could say to you, hey, you ain't going to look like that every day.
think it's respect.
I want to say, hey, you can put on a little lip gloss.
My son is not in the household anymore. And it, he respects how I come at him, and I guess with what I have to say, you know, I don't know, but
well,
I just don't have a problem, and I think it starts early on.
Okay, go ahead now. Go on and hit it.
I instilled all of this in him from day one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, pride in himself, self-confidence. You know, it boils down to that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, wanting to be the best you that you can be.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way you dress, be it your grades, be it your goals and aspirations, wanting just to be the best that you can be.
And see, that's lowest. That's almost like a lowest science. And, you know, so, you know, parenting is really hard work and guidance. You know, but it's a necessary job.
Yes.
Well,
and,
you know,
we do the best we can with what we have to work with. You know, some people have been exposed to different things.
You know, being a parent, like you said, you know, sometimes you're not winning a popularity contest. And so, you know, you have to understand that's okay because, you know, you might not be popular with your children or people you're trying to correct and tell to do the right thing.
I don't try to be popular. It's my way, you know, and it just works for me, you know. And I just think that I think old school. I think I went old school and old school worked for me.
Well, see, and that's my next point. That's the next question I'm about to ask is about the old school versus the new school. Because, you know, in the old school, you know, we had, you know, we ain't have all that. But now new school, you got the young ladies, you know, they how can I put it? You know, that's all they bring around the kids anyway are these so-called bad boys or who these men with this certain swag. You know what I mean? And is that contributing to this overall aspect that, you know, we just got to have us a bad boy. Uh-oh. I think y'all about to get it now. Hold on. I got another call.
Here we go.
Oh, hello. Welcome to Let's Talk. What's on your mind?
Hi. Are we talking?
Oh, yeah. We talking, Mr. Solution. We talking.
Oh, hey. What's going on, great people?
Hello.
Yeah. Hey, is that Charlotte?
Yes, sir, it is.
All right. So what's up with the thugs?
well, that's what we get. They working on now. All right, ladies, tell them what's up with the thugs. So y'all breaking it down to me. Break it on down to him.
And you notice how the question itself is phrased is indicative of power. Because you're talking about the one with the power to select.
Uh-huh.
And the thugs apparently don't really select. They just kind of scrape up whatever is available as a result of their relentless trolling.
I like that.
Now, that is a very interesting word, trolling. Okay.
Yeah, but that's bad from a relationship standpoint. If you remember yesterday, I attempted to give Pianchi guidance when he talked about teaching his grandson how to treat a woman like a lady.
Okay.
You remember
right.
I backed off that? I explained to him that civility should be the order of the day and not chivalry.
Yes. Yep,
right.
That's what you did say. Yep.
Oh, and by the way, something you just said, and I just whipped out my handy dandy. I was accused by the racist vehemently for going to dictionary.com, but it just happened to be one of the ones that was a pothead, but the others stupidly agreed. But anyway, I went to dictionary.com. It has a phonemic chart, and in other words, it pronounces the word for you.
Uh-huh.
Words are difficult to pronounce, so it's really a good device. But at any rate, it says whore, a woman who engages in promiscuous sexual intercourse, usually for money, prostitute, harlot, strumpet. So you said, Eric, that a man wants a little, I mean, you may have said ho in his woman. That's not true. A good man, that's anathema. A good man does not want any ho or whore in his woman.
Well, now, Mrs. Lucy, okay. Now, here we go.
I'm with you, Eric, because I think I know what you meant.
Yeah, but I'm talking about what he said.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what I meant to say was in the bedroom, yes, I want a little freakiness going on in the bedroom. I mean, you know, I may have worded it wrong when I said ho, but yes, I want a little freakiness going on in the bedroom.
Okay,
you know,
that's
entirely
different. I would think any vigorous and virile man wants that. But
right.
Not ho.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I went back to my street days there for a moment. But okay. I stand
corrected,
Mr.
Delusion.
You can
use the word skank or skeezer, too. We don't want that either. But,
no,
yeah, I understand what you say. You want a little rambunctiousness. Woman. But the university did a study on that, as if they had to, regarding a woman who initiates sex, a woman who really enjoys sex with you. And you guys haven't hit up on the pivotal point. It's a very simple point as to, I think you're asking the question, why do women choose the bad guy, correct?
Correct. Well,
yeah.
The question is, what do they really want? You know, basically, why do they choose the bad guy over the good guy?
Right. We all support them in their insanity because women want to choose the bad guy. They want the excitement of the guy who lives on the razor's edge, but at the same time, they don't like the ultimate consequences because with that guy, he's either going to end up dead or completely whooped ass. Things are not going to work out well for you. But I say when I battle with the knuckleheaded feminists, I say you choose any kind of man you want, but you bear the consequences. So if he stomps your ass, I don't care.
Okay. Now here's another thought question that I have. Now, is this something that just goes that happens as a young lady grows that eventually she grows out of this need to be with that bad boy, or is this just something that's instilled in her from her surroundings? And if that's all she knows, that's all she's going after, no matter how mature she becomes.
I don't agree.
You wouldn't agree?
No, I don't agree. I think that you can always change your environment and your state of mind. Say things that you're exposed to and your way of thinking at 19 are supposed to be totally different than your way of thinking at 25, then 30. You know, but it also may be something predisposed in this woman that allows a man to beat on her or to treat her less of than. Sometimes it goes back to more than just what meets the eye.
Oh, please expound a little bit further on that.
Okay,
I think I see where you're going.
Okay. Say that this young lady was being abused growing up. That's natural to her. You know, say she saw her mom go through this. That's natural to her. She doesn't have the flip side of it. She hasn't been exposed to the realism that you don't have to take this. This life does not have to be this way. But if that's what she's lived, that's what she knows.
All right. I can understand that. Anything else you want to add, Charlotte or Mr. Solution?
Well, I'd like to add something. I didn't grow up seeing my mother get beat up, but I do know that I decided whatever mistake she made that I wasn't gonna make the same ones. I know I decided not to be like her.
Right.
And I know that plenty of times she gets upset about it because she will still attempt to tell me what to do and how to do it, and I'm still a stronghold and I still make my own choices and decisions, no matter what she tell me. I'm respectful. I say, yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am. And her answer at the end of the day is,
oh, you're going to do whatever you want anyway. Well, you know, of course. But, you know, her mistakes, I am the type of person that I put her mistakes, and I've tried to I try to gain from them. I'm a person that tries to do that. I'll look at, if I look over there and see everybody going across the bridge, going in the water, well, hell.
Mm.
You know, common sense tell me not to go across that. Don't attempt to go across that bridge just right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it doesn't appeal to my rationale.
Okay. So basically we're saying, even though you kind of witnessed this bad boy thing growing up, you chose to go a different direction and not become involved in the same cycle. I guess that's a good word
right.
I'm using. Ah,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
But now, don't get me wrong, in my late teens and early 20s,
mm-hmm.
I don't think that I dated some guys that did some unlikely things, not to me, but their lifestyle, and I really didn't see them as bad boys because who they were to me. But at some point, I was like, oh, this is not the right situation for me. Mm-hmm. It wasn't because they were doing things to me, but it wasn't
right.
because of their lifestyle.
But it was because of their lifestyle, and let's talk about that for a moment. What type of lifestyle is classified as a bad boy lifestyle? You know, are we talking about the slinging of the drugs, just the hanging out on the corners, or we already know, you know, knocking somebody upside the head? You know, that's without a doubt. You know, I wouldn't even say that's bad, but that's just stupidity, really. But is there a certain lifestyle that you can walk up on somebody and say, yeah, you a bad boy, from a woman's point of view?
What's your caller's name? I'm sorry, miss. What's your name?
Rosalyn.
Rosalyn.
Hey, Rosalyn.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for me, of course, I would never walk up and say that to a man. But I said guys, like, at my gym to say, I says, well, what do you do all day? You know how we'll be kicking it in the hot tub or whatever? And it'd be like, oh, I hang out outside. You know what I mean? To myself, you know, as an adult, you know, I laugh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wow, you know? And so, I don't, you know, like you said, you're not sure if you want to classify that as a bad boy or total stupidity, because it's like, number one, if you start out selling drugs, okay, create a business for yourself. You know, grow up. You know, make it a means to an end. But, you know, sometimes I feel like there's a part of me that feels like we need to grab a hold of one another and say, well, look here, baby. You know what I mean? Because it is, in a way, a part of our job to hide in our own neighborhoods. And sometimes that toddy might, you know, reach one, teach one. And it's like, hey, you know, and I remember, you know, I think when I was 19, I dated a Moor.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember so many things they taught me. It's messing, I called them this week, but they taught me so many things to say, hey, you know what, this isn't just destroying yourself. This is destroying your people. Come on. Grab a hold. You know, and that's significant. You know, we just have to sometimes say, hey, baby, you know, this ain't the way. You're strong, you're talented, you're bright. At some point, you know, this doesn't need to be your choice. You're better than this.
But still, does that make them a bad boy?
If he's doing things to get in trouble.
Well, see,
once
again,
they're going to get you incarcerated.
Yeah. So things that you do that make it, I know people do things that get them incarcerated out here every day. They're not classified as bad boys.
Why not? Well,
they classified a bad boy to me.
To somebody they are. That mama that don't want her daughter to date them. You're a bad boy. But by the same token, you've got your drug dealer that's a gentleman, that's nice, that's mannered, that is, you know, a functional part of society. In church every Sunday. You know, I mean, it's not a clear cut definition of what bad boy exemplifies. You know, you can't just
that's
say
that's right. That's deal. Right.
You know, it's just I don't know. it's just not clear cut.
Okay, and that's my point. Is that that's exactly what I was looking for. So there's just something inside a woman that the audit or this individual that just draws a certain type of man or woman to them, basically. And then that's when you find out he's a bad boy and all that. But just walking up to him, looking at him, you really can't tell what a bad boy or a gentleman is, just by looking at him, right?
Right.
Right. Okay.
But we all grow and we make change, thank God.
Based on what people look like. So we assume because they're standing on the corner with that 40, that's bad boy. that guy could be in college working on his doctorate. But that's his wind down time, standing on the corner drinking a 40 with his buddy. But he has goals and aspirations, and he's working toward them. So does that make him a bad boy?
Well, no. Well, so does the drug dealer slinging on the corner. He got goals and aspirations too.
Well, I guess
I think there's better
goals and aspirations.
I think there's better choices. You could take you and your homeboys and go out on your deck and kick back and have a beer. You don't have to drink out of a paper bag in the 40. So I think we have to learn how to make choices that are, because, public drinking, it really isn't legal.
Oh, that's true. But my point in saying that is that we are basically stereotyping.
Yeah.
My point was that this person may not be a thug,
mm-hmm.
but chose for whatever reason to stand there and drink that beer on the corner with the rest of the guys, and those guys don't have good goals and aspirations, but he does. Maybe what he does will rub off on those that don't. At the same time, what I'm saying is you couldn't classify that whole group of guys standing right there in the same category.
Mr. Solution, are you there?
I listen now.
Is Mr. Solution still on?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, because my question to you is, because I know you state a lot of things out of the Bible, and it is. I like to hear you hit that one. If you hang around the wrong people, it's a greater chance that good becomes bad and bad becomes good.
I'm sorry, what's the question?
She was talking about, when you hang around your boys drinking beers out on a corner, hanging around, the bad crowd. I said, but it is a greater chance that the good become bad than the bad become good.
Oh, yeah, bad company corrupts good morals. Yeah,
bad
and the reverse is likely to happen. So, in other words,
yes.
You hang around quality people, it will, stimulate the individual to become better. But I was just looking up some data here. Look, the primary problem that you all are talking about, and with all due respect, you guys sound like pretty decent women. In fact, yeah, you do. So you won't know the underpinning, generally, you won't know the underpinnings of skanks. You generally won't know how they operate because, number one, they aren't going to hang around you too long and they aren't going to show their hand to you. Because remember, it's a game. They're playing a game. And it's as old as human beings themselves. Women generally don't prioritize quality in a guy. Now, if you ask the average woman, what does she want in a guy? You won't hear her say, I want a good, balanced, quality, nurturing, God-fearing guy. No, she'll talk about things like, I want him to be cute. I want him to be a certain height. I want him.
Well, I am not there, Mr. Solution. I would not say that.
Excuse me?
I said, I am one woman who would not pick a man on his
own. Oh, no, you're different. I've already defined you. I'm talking about 90-plus
yes.
percent of the women.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Absolutely.
They want a guy who makes them laugh, And all I'm saying to you is that a quality guy is not the priority for the vast majority of women. That's not what they're interested in. For example, one of the major areas that I've seen in terms of communication breakdown is that women don't initiate stranger contact. And we subsidize women for not doing that. Well, what that does is it allows women to be perpetually little girls. They want subsidy of a man offering them opportunities. They're not seizing opportunities. They're not really being proactive. They're being, I'm going to say, certainly a parasitic of a sort, because they're waiting to feed at the invitation of another. And then Dr. Farrell talks about this, is that in his book, The Myth of Male Power, women like to be the genetic celebrities. So it's a schizophrenic mindset. They like to be genetic celebrities who only exercise veto power. They don't exercise original choice power. And most women want a guy to perform, pursue, and pay, and he gets nothing. See, she wants all the benefits, all, A-L-L. She wants all the benefits and none of the, she doesn't want to extend herself and show herself partnership material. So it's a game that women are playing, and the only people that can match women in these games are bad boys. Now, the lady was close just now when you were trying to talk about the MO or the nature of a bad boy. The basic nature of a bad boy, basic. Now, there could be a few exceptions, but remember it's the exception that makes the rule. The basic nature of a bad boy is he doesn't give a shit. That's basic nature. He does not care about you. Now, I went to my article here. It's a good article. Joe disagreed with me a little bit, but I think I encourage him to read that. Joe is a fantastic guy. Hopefully he'll call in. We usually gang up on the truth, as it were. But at any rate, it's called Love Lessons, Decoding the Desire for the Bad Boy. And it's written by Natasha Burton, August 10th, 2011. And basically they have very bright people talking about this, social anthropologists and psychologists and so on and so forth. But I just want to, you guys ask this question. I want to read this excerpt. It says here, while chasing bad boys appears to be a younger woman's game, the appeal endures as women continue to optimistically believe they can tame these men and be the right ones for them. So what women do, because women aren't challenged, and by the way, it's you get the gist of what that's saying. It doesn't end with a woman being younger. It actually endures as women get older, because they still optimistically believe they can tame the boy. And what that speaks to is a woman's thrill-seeking nature. She wants a thrill, and the thing of it is she goes about it the wrong way. And so with women not having any responsibility, and this is where I vehemently disagree with Charlotte, even though I believe Charlotte is a quality woman, she doesn't understand the necessity of a woman having responsibility given the astounding liberty and independence she has today in 21st century America. All of us have to have what you call a vetting or a initiating process. And if women are disallowed any initiating process, they become the loose individuals that they are. And I would say what we should do, instead of dealing with the women whom we know are dysfunctional, let's deal with the appearing functional women, the women who haven't been abused. Let's see how they date. See, because you get a better picture if you start out with what you consider the more functional as opposed to dysfunctional. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It does to me.
Yeah. So if we find out how you're independent, sophisticated, professional women date. Let's deal with them, women who have no record of being abused. Let's see why they choose the asshole.
Now, that is a very, very good interesting observation. Never thought about it like that. Rosalind, any comments?
I would never choose an asshole.
Well, that's you. See, this is the thing.
Right, but I have friends who do.
Yeah,
I know women who do. But they don't see that person as the asshole. And that's what they're also looking at, things you see, height, body stature, he's cute. Nice.
Well, the five superficialities of women, if I just may share with you, and this is just based upon observation, anybody can do this. Height, age, cute, entitlement, and he's too nice. So you have women rejecting men solely for being too nice.
Well, it would never happen with me.
No. Listen, see, this is another thing with certain groups of people. And with all due respect to you, they don't know how to analyze material. That's an achieved process. Now, see, you say it's not me. Okay, we understand it's not you.
Okay.
Dealing with the problem, which we're going to assume based upon your testimony, that you're not the problem, but we still have the problem.
Right.
So let's deal with.
And I talk to women who don't understand why they're not married. Why they had two children out of wedlock, why they're by themselves, why they don't have a good relationship, and they will not see and understand because you went to church and you asked God, but you know, in your mind, you ask God for a guy who's over 6 feet. You ask God for a guy who was cute. You sent the universe everything you wanted. And it did not include anything of quality.
Exactly. So, in other words, faith without works is dead. Women don't know how to interview men. They don't know how to talk to men. They don't know how to enjoy men as a general principle. Like I tell women all the time, women who say they want to be with a man, you have to develop what you call relationship or partnership qualities, which most women don't have. They're non-communicative. They're very selfish. They're not proactive. Many women are bitches. And Webster defines a bitch as Webster defines a bitch as a malicious, spiteful, and domineering woman. That's the definition of a female human bitch.
What's the solution?
Uh-oh. Go ahead.
All the stereotypes up in there. You generalizations. You're characterizing most women in a very negative light. And
well, they are. From a dating standpoint, I'm glad you picked up on that. From a dating standpoint, you are exactly correct.
Well, I think you're exactly correct.
Excuse me.
I thoroughly disagree with you.
Well, you can disagree, but let me explain something to you. Do you date women?
Do I date women?
Yes.
No, I would have to say no.
Okay. So what you need
to
do.
Because you do, I'm going
to understand this may be a little bit difficult for you to hear, but can you handle the truth?
I can handle it, but it's your truth.
If you can handle the truth, tell her about my record there, Eric.
Eric, is that your truth?
Whoa. Okay, y'all caught me researching something. Say that again now.
I asked her, could she handle the truth? And she said she could, and I just deferred to you, and I said, well, tell her about my record.
Oh, okay. Well,
and I said, is that your truth?
Is that my truth?
Yeah.
Okay.
What he said, is that your truth? Does that care for you? Because he asked me, did I date women? So since I don't, I guess that takes me out.
Well, let me just say, because I confused the situation a little bit. It was kind of a joke. If Eric had been listening, but he was researching, he would have caught on to it. But it was the fact that I bring the truth. I take no prisoners. I'm direct.
Okay.
I bring the facts.
Yeah.
That's the way I roll.
Whose truth, though? Your truth.
Well, the thing of it is this. Truth is truth. 2 + 2, I can say it to you emphatically, but that's not just my truth. And what? Let's go back to the central point.
Well,
you as a woman don't date women.
And 2 + 2 is concrete, whereas your opinion is abstract.
No, but you got to listen to get this. I understand the difficulties with this because we don't deal with it that often. What I'm saying with you, since you don't date women, you really don't have a basis of knowing what a man experiences with a woman or with various women unless you listen. Now, if you want to know, instead of trying to defend women, see, I want to help women too. But you can't help women unless you understand what the diagnosis is. You can't give them the right elixir or medicine if you don't know what the illness is, correct?
Yeah.
Hello?
Okay. Now, I think I'm caught up a little bit now. All right, now, now as far as me as dating women, you know, I'm not one that puts a lot of how can I put it? I don't pay attention too much to body style. I want to know what's on the mind. Because my thing is, if I can talk to you, and within the first 5-10 minutes of talking to you, I can know what kind of where you at, you know, regardless of all that other. You can be the finest looking thing out there, but if your brain ain't working right, I don't want to have nothing to do with you.
Eric,
I mean, that's just the
way I am. Let me ask you a question, if I may.
Okay.
Okay. How difficult is it for you to open communication with a particular woman and actually have communication with that particular woman?
How hard? A lot of times it's not that easy. It's not easy at all. It's confusing as hell sometimes. Be honest.
It depends on the woman. Isn't that right?
Huh?
It depends on the woman.
Well, yeah, it depends on the women I'm talking to, and that's what I'm saying.
Wait a minute. You guys are missing the point. If it's difficult to talk to women, That is an absolute necessity. Do many women approach you for that vital conversation in order for that conversation to commence?
Not many.
Okay, that's where the problem lies. I'm a relationship troubleshooter. So if women are avoiding communication, if they're making it difficult to be communicated with, that's where you have a major problem. And even if a man convinces a woman through all of his skill and tactics, if he convinces her to talk with him for just a moment, she really doesn't want to do it. He's bending her will to get her to do it. Now, he has a reason for doing it. He's usually just after the drawers, the men who are good at it. But what you women have to understand, there was a guy who did a show, I told you about this, Eric, and it was the direct versus the indirect approach. That was Brother Curry. He spent 2.5 hours, but it was on that subject. But it was only about how men approach women, whether it should be the direct or the indirect approach. That is a huge problem with communication. If only men are responsible for it, and women take pleasure in eluding men's attempt to have communication with them. That's where your problem lies.
Well, you know what? I want to come back to one statement about the word bitch. I'm really not going to say anything bad about it because I'm not a soul about it because I think there's just times when that term might work. And I think there's times when a man could call me that. But if he won't mean that, but meaning, let's say for conversation purposes, let's just say, and I remember in my dating times asking a man when they wanted to, you know, some men want a woman to do every damn thing. And I said, look, excuse me, sugar, do you want to be my man or do you want to be my bitch? Reagan. Quit bitching out. Quit whining and crying and saying what I need to do. Is there something you want? A real man, come get it. Come get the shit. And maybe then you could have it.
Come get
but
what?
If you want to be my bitch, you it ain't going to work.
Okay.
I'm going
like
through a line.
That man can be the bitch, too.
That's right.
Exactly.
Well, but the problem there is it's whether you choose the man that's the bitch. See, look at Eric's question. If you look at Eric's, and that's what I tried to point out to you guys at the very beginning. In the 21st century, the question Eric is asking is an imbalanced question. Ladies, gentlemen, or thugs, who do you want? And say, who do men and women want as partners? He's putting the power in your court. You have the power of choice, not the men. Now, some men are able to force.
Absolutely.
But
some men are able to.
Responding to what to your comment, it's not as simple as going back to just what Eric's subject matter was for today. You've made comments that we're commenting on.
I understand, but look, being a bitch is just like the being poor. Just don't be one of them. That's all.
Well, according to you, 90% of the women are. So what does that leave us?
In terms,
and in my world, that's just not accurate.
Wait a minute. Okay. In terms of relationship quality, yes, America is actually a training ground for female bitches. Absolutely. America trains you to be selfish and narcissistic. That's what it does because it profits off of women being undisciplined and out of control.
Oh, boy, you about ready to get it.
Uh-oh.
Well,
all right,
well, that's the issue. One would have to know the issues in order to understand that statement. And this is what I'm saying to you. If you dated women, if you get a lesbian to call in here, if you invite a lesbian to call in and ask a lesbian what does she think about women and the attitude of women, she could tell you.
Well, she's biased.
Well, you know what, Mr. Solution? My thing is, if you was to call and get a lesbian to call here, I think they would confuse the whole situation because, you know,
they ain't
just
talking about women.
What you would do, Eric, is you would operate in a very specific area. You would ask the lesbian, how is it dating women? That's the only thing
what?
You want to know.
How
because
is it what?
Women behave similarly regardless as to what their sexual orientations are.
Okay.
And so, see, a woman, a heterosexual woman, unfortunately, is really stupid to how women behave. Now, she knows how she behaves, but she doesn't know how other women behave.
Yes, we do, because we have friends, nieces, cousins.
Well, then you should,
we have
well, then
all kinds of women in our life.
Well, then this should be a slam dunk.
Just like this.
If you look at the problem, the question that Eric is raising means that there's a problem. And so when we leave here, like most shows on BTR, about 80% of the shows are relationship-oriented shows. And I peruse the network to listen to the different shows. And let me just tell you something. Are you there? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear
you.
The vast majority of the shows are as stupid they're more stupid when they end than they were when they begun simply because they don't know how to parse the issue, so they've wasted their time. This is a huge problem, and most people have no idea how to resolve it. You see? So that's why we're talking about ladies, gentlemen, or thugs. Who do you want?
Mr. Solution, do you have a significant other?
No, I don't.
Okay.
All right, ask your next question. What's your follow-up question?
Answer a lot of questions for me.
Okay, go ahead. Ask
yes,
the
it
next
does.
Question.
Absolutely.
That explains a lot.
No, it doesn't explain very much unless you see. I'm going to tell you why. Because there are not a lot of relationship quality women available.
That simply isn't true.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I would understand. I can understand now that you would feel that way based on the things that you said today.
Well, the point of it is you would also have to feel how to tell the truth, and do you appreciate the truth? Now, you just said you could handle the truth.
It's your truth.
Okay, there you go again. Truth is truth. Truth, if you study truth, accuracy, fact.
It's always somebody's truth.
Well, see,
when you
have an error in judgment.
When you bump it all down, it's somebody's truth.
Truth is truth regardless. And if you haven't learned that, that's a problem.
Okay, well, then I got a problem.
Yeah. Yeah, see, if truth was only my truth or only your truth, forget communicating. Communication would be absolutely impossible right there. Let me just give you an old bromide. Before
we
any
all
two
agree,
before any
there
two
would be
intelligent
no
people
conversation
can.
Because we just listen to everything you say and take it for what it's worth.
Okay, before you can
now
always research
it. Because you said it's the truth.
Before any two intelligent people can enter into an intelligent conversation, they have to define their terms. Terms are pre-existing. That's the reason I looked the word whore up for Eric to tell him, to give him guidance on, quality men do not want a promiscuous woman. Not for their own. They may want her for a sperm depository, but they don't want that woman for a wife, as it were, or a girlfriend. Men want a faithful woman, not a whore. Quality men. Let me just make that, specification.
Let me say this to you, Mr. Solution. I have worked in corporate America, I'm going to say probably 20 years. And before I went out basically and ventured out solely on my own. And when I worked for corporate America, and I've been among a lot of strong men, and let me say this. There are many scared. It's probably so high they'd be butt naked if they was alone with a woman. But guess what? They still had that facade up playing that game. And so let me say this to you.
Wait a minute. I didn't hear the first part
no,
of what
no.
you said.
I see your mini skirt. You butt naked.
Uh-oh.
Is what I'm just saying is, with a real woman, you know, that has nothing to do with anything. So you could chart all your lingo, but, you know, in the real world, in real life, you know, when it comes down to it, which is it? And, you know, and the fact, like she said, you don't have a mate, and that was one of the questions I asked you after our first conversation. I was like, well, how
most men, most men and women are single, by the way. If you look at the record, most men, Eric is single. Is that correct, Eric? Are you single?
Yes.
Okay. Most men and women are single. So this is not an issue just about me. And you just talked about you worked in corporate America. I would say it would have been better had you worked in your America.
Well,
see, you
had
to work for somebody else instead
of
yourself.
No, but when I did work there, I'm just saying those men had a facade. And I'm just saying their miniskirt left them butt naked. Because as strong as they pretended to be, that's how strong they weren't.
Well, okay, fine. But you've got to know where real strength is. That's why we ask you, or I ask you, could you handle the truth? Most women can't handle the truth. Most women cannot.
Well, and those blanket statements are never true.
Okay, most women cannot take criticism. That's why they don't grow. They can't take criticism. If you can't take criticism, you can't grow.
Well, you know what? I say that mine. You don't want a secrecy. Why don't you disclose who the hell you are?
What the hell are you talking about?
I'm just talking about you're hiding behind a silk screen.
All off the road
now. You're fake. Your face.
You're able to recognize truth when you hear it. No one
I'm just
has
still
to,
saying,
you know identify themselves. You? Who are
no,
you?
But you're
some
still
kind of life director? What are you?
You're still hiding.
What are
you're
you?
You're still hiding, baby.
Okay, the thing you need to do is understand the truth. And the point that
you're
making.
You need to come out of hiding.
Is,
come out of hibernation. Who are you?
What point are you making? Now, see, you're changing the perspective of you. You started off as if you were a quality woman.
Well, that's your opinion still. And it's like assholes. Everybody got one.
There you go. Now the bitch emerges.
Ooh, thank you, sugar, because your time going to that term is okay. And I can take that from you. I ain't
scared
of you.
Let me ask you
boyfriend.
This. Had you
don't for, ask me nothing until you disclose who the hell you are.
You work for corporate America. Have you ever thought about starting your own business and working for your America?
Well, I said 20 years. Now, you already know I got my own business. I'm working on my third one.
Wait a minute. Is this Charlotte?
Yeah,
yes,
that's Charlotte.
Is.
Charlotte, this is you?
Yeah, baby. Mwah, my stitches to you.
Wait a minute.
I'm going to whoop your ass. I ain't scared of you. Listen. That's right. Guess what? You know, you
right,
do things for me, but you know I ain't scared of you. But
Charlotte,
you know you do
I
things for me.
You? Oh, my goodness.
Yes. You need to say who you are. I want to know who you are, boyfriend.
Oh, my goodness.
You hurt me. Nah, I'm calling you out. I want to know who you are.
Charlotte, what was it that concerned you? In other words, you can't, in other words, if you're not a bitch, you can't tolerate another woman. And I gave you the definition for a bitch, a domineering.
I don't care about your term. I don't care what you call it.
It's not my term. It's the dictionary's term.
But you applied it to me, and I'm not scared of that word. And I ain't scared of you.
I have one term that has my identity on it. All of them were here when I got here. So I gave you the dictionary's term.
I don't care what you gave me. I'm coming for what I want.
Okay.
Well, Charlotte is funny. I gotta say, Charlotte.
I guess Charlotte says she's trying to communicate with you, and you're not adhering to what she's trying to tell you.
Yeah, you running like a bitch.
Translate it for me. What is Charlotte saying?
I'm saying you running like a bitch. That's what I said. You hear me?
Okay, now
boyfriend,
you're
did
using
you hear me
words,
me?
But let's see if they have meaning. How am
no,
I running?
No. Because I asked you to disclose who you are.
What are you talking about? Disclose who I am? What's that's crazy. What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
I'm going to give you a night or two to sleep on it. And you know everything. Come up with it. Take a night or two.
No, you're not making any sense, sweetie.
Too bad. That's why I said sleep on it. Maybe I will.
Yeah, you're not making any damn sense. But that's okay.
Too bad.
That's okay.
Too bad.
You've
I'm
done
not claiming to be
you've
perfect.
Done pretty good here to four, so I'm not going
listen,
to.
Listen, I'm not claiming to be perfect,
okay.
And if you don't think I'm making any sense, I'll say if you can sleep on that.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Thank you.
Okay. Let me ask Rosalind a question, because I let y'all two go down for a moment.
No, when I found out that was Charlotte, I was like, ooh, that's Charlotte?
Yeah, that's Charlotte.
Yeah.
I thought you realized that already.
Oh, but guess what? That's what you just said. You said you know who I am.
Well, I know that I have discussed issues with you, and you've been pretty level-headed on most of the issues you've discussed.
Mm-hmm.
But I think where you fall off the wagon, as it were, is that do not believe in upfront and straightforward communication with the man. You do not believe in initiating that communication. And I think that.
Well, you
is,
know that. I said I won't initiate it.
Yeah, but I'm saying that's a problem. When you can argue with a man, you should be able to initiate with the man.
I'm
and
not arguing
by the way,
with
there's
the man.
There's a statement in the Bible that says faith without works is dead. Your faith without works is dead. So if you expect,
all faith without works is dead.
So if you expect communication from a man, you should be willing to open that communication. You should be willing to share the burden of opening communication with a stranger.
And
otherwise,
who are you to tell me what I should do? I don't even know who you are.
In other words,
you can't tell me
faith,
what I should do.
Your faith in a relationship is dead without the works of you opening the communication. That's what I'm talking about.
And I'll throw it back at you, and your faith should be dead without you opening up the lines of communication, because that is your position. Be the man. Don't be the bitch.
No, 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 no. You can't define a man, because opening the communication.
I can do anything I want, and I just did.
Wait a minute. Opening the communication does not define the male or the female. It simply defines humanness. Having a communication is a human experience, not just
right.
a male or a female experience.
Mm-hmm. And you put, and I think you throw that up there because you don't want to be the one to do it.
Let me ask
you.
Do
want
you
women
follow
to
that,
do
Eric?
It.
Opening communication is a human endeavor. It's not male nor female.
Yes. Yes, I follow that. I understand that. But
our problem is making sense. If we act as if, like one lady said, well, that's your truth. Okay, fine. But what is the truth? See, we say that to avoid truth.
I open communication with both of you guys.
Well, yeah, but.
Okay, I just want to clear it up. Am I correct, Eric?
Yeah,
yes,
but come on, Charlotte. You know what's being spoken of. We're talking about you doing that with a stranger.
But you are a stranger, because we don't know who you are, Mr. Solution.
No. We're just having
a
nice, a fairly pleasant conversation in the ether. I'm talking about, we're in cyberspace. I'm talking
Thank
about
you.
Having a conversation in real time in space. You follow me, Eric?
I'm with you.
Hey, we're not talking. See, because I tell people all the time, we do this. This can be considered a university on the air if we accept it as such. But you've got to do this in real time in space, not just in cyberspace. See, that's a cop out. You've got to talk to men in you. Now, I think you're married, right, Charlotte?
Yes, and I talk to men all day long, every day, all day.
Yeah, but I mean, it's different with you because you're married. Now, a man of quality would not, I mean, other than just having a pleasant human conversation with you, would not deal with you anything beyond that. And I don't think a married woman should have male friends. Now, that's my position.
That's right. That's your position.
No. Okay. I'm seeing that as being very detrimental to that committed relationship.
Really?
At least I know that I would not deal with a married woman. In other words, like, unless your husband was present. Now, if your husband was present. Sure, we could have a conversation, but not one-on-one.
That's insecurity.
What do you think about that, Eric? That's a real point that's made there. What would be your position on that?
Now, Mr. Lewis, I have to disagree with you on that one. I mean, if it's just conversation, there should be no problem whether they married or not. Huh?
It goes back to trust in a relationship. If you're insecure, certainly you would feel that way. You're worried about this person moving in on your turf.
Well, no, not at all. It's just like a recovering alcoholic hanging out at a bar. You think that's a good idea?
You don't trust a woman. I don't. Regardless. If you
No.
Her,
did you hear my analogy?
I did. Just stand on what I'm saying.
But that wouldn't be it. I wouldn't think that's the same type of situation, though.
Ah, but it is, Eric, because the way you get involved with someone is through communication. That's
right.
The very thing we're talking about right now is men and women having a healthy, vigorous conversation. Now, a woman that's married, or even a woman that's in a committed relationship. Should avoid that. Would you allow your woman to go out to bars or to go on a trip, say, for example, on a cruise? Would you allow her to do that by herself? You think that's a good idea?
The key word here is allow.
Allow? Would you allow her to do this or that?
And I'm going to tell you why. Because if you're in a relationship with someone, you use the personal possessive pronoun, my significant other. My. Not yours, not the world.
He's talking about one of his kids, isn't he?
Yeah, exactly.
Wait a minute, you guys are missing the point.
That's
you're operating out of
using the word allow.
You're operating viscerally, not knowledgeable.
There's no ownership.
That's right. That's why you use the personal pronoun, my or mine.
Respect and trust.
Like my mate, M-Y, my mate. Look that up.
You don't have a mate. You just said you don't have one, and I see why.
Okay.
Hold on.
I don't know
hold
who this
on.
Is
hold
yelling
hold
out
on.
Of the can.
You got another caller here?
Yeah, I got another caller. Hold on.
Okay, bring it on.
Oh, hello. You're listening to Let's Talk. What's on your mind?
Eric, you got a show every day?
I got a show every day, except for Saturday and Sunday. What's going on, Joe?
Hey. Hey,
what's
Rich?
Up, Joe? I heard you last night. Very, very good standing up for the truth.
Oh, you heard me? Well, it must be on Debbie Daly's show then, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Yeah, well, I like
I was
that.
Looking up information on my bicycle. I've just upgraded to a 700 series. But at any rate, go ahead.
Yeah, I like Debbie, but, you know, she and her friends, you know, once they get rattled, they get rattled. But, yeah, you're right. The truth is the truth. And when I hear, as soon as I got here and I heard the woman on the phone, you know, getting rambunctious, I already knew that you were here. So I figured, hey, let me call in because yeah, I always like a good debate. So what do these heifers got on their mind?
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Oh, come on. Please. Anybody who disagrees with whatever philosophy that Rich has got, you know that they're not thinking. They're just feeling. You know, that's
the way you women intimidated?
Are.
You did not just say heifers, did you?
No, I said heifers. Plural.
Okay.
Well,
you know.
Joe, just to give you a bird's eye view of what we were saying, we were talking about personal possessive pronoun, my and mine.
No, you were talking about personal possessive pronoun.
Ain't
okay,
no, well,
go no
ahead
we.
And talk about what you want to talk about, ma'am.
Doesn't exist in a healthy relationship.
What? Make offer a complete statement. I didn't get. What are you talking about?
I said it doesn't exist in a healthy relationship.
What doesn't
mine,
exist?
Mine.
Okay.
It's our. It's we.
Really? No kidding. Stop the presses. Revelation. All right. Heifer number one. So you're talking about we. So when you go out on a date, are you married?
Wait. Let me back here. Heifer number one.
Oh, okay.
Excuse me.
Okay.
No. Because you know, ain't gonna be no name callers. That's childish.
Okay.
Oh,
all right.
Okay. I'll
all
tell
right.
you what. I'll take
so
back the heifer. Does that make you feel better?
No.
It ain't about feeling better. You need
no,
to feel
no.
better.
Oh, no. See?
Okay.
That's the whole thing. It's not about feeling better, she said.
You need
now,
to feel
not.
Better.
No, okay, well, I do feel better. Do
okay,
feel
well,
better?
Go home with that with your mama.
I will. Mama,
you that's what you do. Maybe you need to hang up. Maybe you need to hang
yeah.
up. Because you know what? No, that's
hold
that's
on, hold on. I would like to hear the point. Let's get past this air pocket and get to the point.
Yeah. All right, Joe. We have Rosalind and Charlotte on the line. Those are the ladies that's
and
on the line. Okay.
Line.
So that means I can't be playful with the heifers. All right. I'll take it back so that the ladies don't feel hurt. Is that better? Good. Now here's the thing. When we're talking about my and we, I agree. We can't have too much of a my, and we can't have this much of a we. You know why? Because when women talk about we, like my kitchen, you're talking about your kitchen, and you're not talking about the we factor in the house that the man provides for you. And when the man talks about
we provide.
If you're going out and you're making the same kind of money, putting in the same amount of hours as a man, then you can say we. When you're not putting in the same amount of hours and putting in the same amount of money in the relationship, the mortgage and the insurance as a man, don't even dare go with the we stuff.
You're making assumptions that that's not happening.
Huh?
I said you just made an assumption that that's not happening.
That's right. Because you made an assumption that we ain't making no money.
I made. I didn't make any assumption. I said if the woman. Now, if I said most women don't do that, that might be an assumption, but it'd be backed up by facts. So, in a relationship where a man and a woman are putting an equal amount of money and the amount of time into the relationship, then you can call it we. Only if the intention is actually good.
a man is never going to put in as much as a woman. You might
now, who's talking about
assumptions as much
here?
As a woman, but emotionally and respectively, no.
Maybe a woman puts in too okay. much emotion. I think that's often the case.
A woman gets the job done.
No. Women, let me just go ahead and say this. Most of the problem in most relationships are the women. Women are the ones that bring the drama.
I bet you really believe that.
Yeah, let's go back to the beginning just briefly. Adam didn't have any relationship problems before Eve. Eve, with her greed and ego, was the one that, and stupidity, because she should have made a consultation before she violated the only principle that God had given. Don't eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
Okay, we all know all of that.
Wait a minute.
Also, did it also say that the woman?
Let me share this with you. The NTSB, the National Safety and Transportation Board, anytime there's a major accident of a boat, plane, or ship, they go back and reconstruct it so they can understand what happened. If we're stupid to what happened in Genesis, which most of us are, we will continue to repeat it, just like you do.
Just like I do?
And you said you know that, so how come you're not doing? How come you're not following the instructions, then?
Maybe because you were the instructor.
And they say they believe the Bible, but it's all usually a big, fat, emotional lie. It's not true. Faith without works is dead.
That's true.
Uh-oh.
Let me make it personal. I want to use the personal possessive pronoun. Your faith without works is dead.
I asked you a question.
What was the question?
Who do you think that your characterization today of yourself, what you have characterized yourself today, exemplifies you being a Bible scholar, a believer in the Bible?
She cut out.
Teaching of the Bible.
What did she say?
Oh, now you won't play dumb.
Okay, look, you said no name callings. Don't you be dumb.
I said
you cut out.
I don't call your name.
Okay. Dumb is a name.
You heard me.
Dumb is, look, anyway, what did
okay.
she say, Eric?
You want to pick out little minute things to discuss instead of dealing with what you were specifically asked. I asked you a specific question.
And he didn't hear you.
In a way that anybody of any amount of intelligence could understand.
Okay.
Would you repeat the question, please?
Don't worry about it.
Okay, see, that's the idiocy that emerges.
Oh, the idiocy is you trying to play me.
Nobody's trying to play you. That's stupid. Don't be stupid.
Okay.
How can somebody play you?
You can't.
Well, then what'd you say it for?
I said trying.
Trying.
Trying. Turn
trying
your
to play you. In other words, trying to make
turn
you look. Trying to make. Trying to use your own words against you. Is that what you're saying?
Turn your ears on.
Oh.
I turn my ears on.
Okay,
does that
Roslyn,
mean trying
Roslyn,
to turn your words against you? Is that what you're saying?
That I'm allowing you to do that? Is that what you're asking? Am I allowing you to turn my words against me?
No.
Okay,
because
I would never do that.
Oh, you never do that.
No,
when he says about eating the apple, and you said, well, we know all about that, and I say to you, then how come you're not doing it? Then what did you say?
What am I not doing?
Are you a person who believes in good works?
Certainly.
Okay. Do the good works, in your opinion, come from the Bible?
From the teachings of the Bible, yes.
I don't know what the difference is, but okay, fine.
Mm-hmm.
So if they come from the teachings of the Bible and you're not doing it, then what's that called?
Well, how can you say I'm not doing it?
Well, because
what gives you that?
You are trying to insult him. You get so emotional when I come on the line. You
so
obviously are not somebody
who
knows
when you
about
came on the line?
Practicing Christianity.
Come on now, let's own our own behavior. What did you do when you came on the line? You came on the line attacking.
Well, Eric knows me and Rich knows me.
Okay,
when I said heifers, and
you know
don't.
That I don't.
But we don't care.
And then I withdrew
you.
It under enough protest.
Yeah, how long, though? And you already
a
had
a few seconds.
Fight.
That you can't
even
have
a moment.
You can't handle if you. That means that's your.
Don't call me names. I don't know you.
That is your emotionalism presenting
itself. Whatever. Okay, I have emotions.
Whatever.
We all do.
You don't think it's important?
I don't. I think that you had no right to get a call me a name when you know nothing about me. You came on the line saying heifers.
And now that I know something about you,
you
is
still
it justified?
Want to call me a heifer, don't you?
Huh?
Mm-hmm. I'll be there for you because you don't know.
And, wait a minute, and check this out, Rosalind. They could be ever so strong, ever so talented, and ever so wise over this internet, but guess what? Face to face, person to person, that's why I see your mini skirt. If you're so short, you'd be naked.
Okay.
I'd strip your ass.
Hello?
Down.
Wait, hold on. We have another caller, okay? Let's get this other caller.
What's going on? How's everybody doing?
Hey, we're doing fine, man.
Yeah.
Come on, let's talk. Go ahead.
All right. First, I've been sitting here enjoying the bickering back and forth, but there are some valid points that were made. Now, I think Joe came in a little bit too aggressive with the heifer, but you knew the pace was going to change with that alone.
Yeah,
you had to know.
Thank you, brother.
But
yeah.
At the same token, there is a such thing as civility, and we should try to use some of that. Now, my point is this. A woman is going to sit back and watch a man and know that this man is interested in her. She's going to know it. But she is not going to make the first move on anything.
Why not?
That's the way that everything has been from the beginning up until now. I'm not saying it's working, though,
and the definition of insanity is doing the same thing.
Absolutely, and I'm not saying that is right, and you are absolutely right, Mr. Solutions. Women should take it upon themselves to be more aggressive. You're not making yourself, you're not cheapening yourself, you're not making yourself look bad or anything.
That's what we've been taught. A lady
I understand,
absolutely.
Ma'am, but sometimes... Sometimes some of the things that Mama and Grandma, A.T., some of the things that they did, they weren't all that correct. And so when you learn better, you are supposed to do better.
Exactly.
Now, me, I'm the type of person, if there's something that I want, I'm going to go for it. And I will also say this. In my relationship with my significant other, no, you're not getting on a boat, going on a cruise by yourself. That's just called, and it has nothing to do with my insecurity at all. It's just a line of respect and courtesy for your mate. Because if you say that, my husband goes off every night and parties all on his own and this and that, 9 times out of 10, eventually something is going to happen with your husband that you don't want to happen. And that you would prefer not to know about. So, in my case, there is no way I would be allowed to just get up and go on a cruise or go to California for vacation by myself or whatever the case. It has nothing to do with ownership or possession. It has everything to do with the respect of the whole situation.
It does have to do with ownership. Now, what about going out to bars? I use that example. Or clubs.
Right.
What about if you're in a committed relationship, you're going to bars or clubs? One partner is doing that. Is that acceptable?
Well, in a situation where you have a couple of guy friends that come into town, that's different.
Uh-huh.
But as far as a man just going out or a woman going out on their own partying by themselves, no, that shouldn't happen. Because it's something that's going to cause a disaster in the very end of it. You know, people can do whatever they like, but you also have the consequences behind everything that you do.
Absolutely.
Well, first thing, you brought in too much civility into this discussion.
Okay. That's true. But let me say this, though. I think that the reason you need a lot of people with their heads screwed on correctly, addressing the problem. Now, even though Charlotte didn't want to be called a heifer, I see she says here, Mr. Solution Ass. Now, I don't think that's very ingratiating.
Okay. But that we were in an ingratiated
spirit. I want an apology right now.
No, I don't care what you want, baby. And you know, I said, baby, what you want? Is that an insult too?
Okay, that just goes to show one thing. Number one, forget about civility from now on. I brought in Heifer as a joke, and people here knew that except for the two Heifers.
But next time, bring it to me.
And now,
but anyway, let me ask you guys this. It says, ladies, gentlemen or thugs, who do you want? So isn't that an implication that women are in the position of choosing? Isn't that the implication there, ladies?
I'll agree with that. Women have always been in the position of choosing. But some women prefer to choose.
But there was a balance, though, if you don't mind my just saying so. There was a balance where men did have power. Men
right.
had economic power. But
right.
when you took that economic power away and you left the power that women had, in addition to their now economic power, you give women the superior position. And that's what throws everything into a tailspin.
Well, number one, the two ladies you have on the phone absolutely prefer women. And there you go.
Wow. That was profound. Now, he actually asked for an apology, and he didn't get it. But yet, at the same time, when I come on the phone, you women start complaining again. So,
well, number one is,
number
he
one,
one. He didn't
here's
get
the
it.
Thing
he
about
speak
the debate that I just
You don't need to be his spokesperson because he's not a child.
No, that's okay. I like him representing the truth towards
and
me that
tell
way.
You do.
I want that apology now.
Well, I don't care what you want now.
Of course
baby.
Not, because you know why?
Why?
You're not worthy of the term woman. You may be a female, but you're not a woman. A woman does apologize.
Okay
is right.
Guess what? I don't owe you
I don't have to guess what.
That.
I already know what. I already know
well,
without
you know
having
what?
To meet
well, then why,
you what
why
kind
you call
of female
if you already know, why don't
you
just...
I know
what
your girlfriend is. So I already know. And I'm not kidding now, okay? Before I was kidding, now I'm not. Okay, because you called him an ass. He didn't deserve it. You owe him an apology. If you're a woman, apologize. Otherwise, don't keep flapping.
I'm not apologizing to him.
Right. She didn't just call me that. She wrote it in the chat room.
I know.
And I'm watching you. I'm watching. See, this is the thing. Women want men to be responsible to them, but they want the option to be completely irresponsible.
Of course. They want, you know, like an acquaintance of mine had once said, they know all about their rights, but not about the responsibilities. And the
Precisely.
Fact that you two are in relationships, I
pity let me ask you this. Do you want to talk like you're equal to me? Is that what you're saying?
Do I what?
You hurt me.
I what?
I didn't even hear you.
I don't know what she's talking about. Somebody translate.
Okay, what did you, Charlotte, did you say, is he talking like he's equal to you?
That's what I asked him.
Okay.
Does he want to speak like he's equal to me?
Equal?
Equal, you heard me.
I'd have to cut my brain in half to be your equal.
That's right. Guess what? And when you can bleed 7 days a month and give birth to society,
oh,
then you can
don't
be
give
equal.
Me that. So,
but that's your responsibility to God. He didn't do that.
I don't care.
You should care. You can't just blame the responsibility.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying he's not equal.
Well, wait a minute.
Right,
wait a minute. That doesn't make you. How do you feel that makes you superior? You're having a menstrual cycle. That's what God designated for you.
That's right. And He designated testosterone for you. So behave with it.
Okay, but I'm not complaining about it. That's the other thing.
Yes, you are. You're complaining because you want women to do what you think. What you
No, I want women to do what works for those women who want things to work.
Well, women have a freedom of choice.
Wait a minute.
Women have a freedom of choice.
Women who are jackasses, I don't appeal to them to be anything but jackasses.
Mm-hmm.
I want women who say, this is what I point out to women. I say a good woman who doesn't have a man, it's her fault. She needs to look at her character, personality, attitude, and her weight. Those are the
areas.
And
what do you need to look at? You too.
Well, but I'm talking, wait a minute. Yes, I do. I do. I agree with that. And that's easy to analyze and say. But what I'm saying is women are the ones that are usually complaining about men. Men don't do that much complaining about women. We generally accept you all the way you are.
Wow.
Right, that's the best you can do is wow.
Yeah.
Well, I guess
there
isn't anything else that you can say.
Hey, I ain't going to answer to you. You know, I'm flirting you at night. So, you know,
uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Somebody
got to
translate
you, that's what you take. Well, you know, you're so damn smart. I can't believe that.
Again,
you put it for your own good.
Well, you know, I have to say this. I've been listening to the entire show, and the tone and the pace of the show changed when Mr. Solutions used one word, and he used it out of the dictionary. Bitch. Everything changed when that word came up. I mean, as far as the way it was used in the definition, there are quite a few of women that represent that well. I'm not saying anyone on this show specifically, but there are quite a few women that represent that well. And I'm not here for either side, but in order for a woman to know why they are single or why they don't have whatever they want as far as a man or career, or what, they first got to sit down and look at themselves. And that applies for a man also. Now,
also,
if,
because there's three single men and married women on this line.
Three
yeah, but
men.
Now you have to ask the question, oh, that's beautiful, but now you have to ask why. Because most women, and this is based on my observation, and I'm a factual person, by the way, most
absolutely.
Women, most American women particularly, and that's whom we're speaking of, do not make good girlfriend or good wife material. They are too antagonistic, and they are too oppositional. They are not good partner material. And they need to hear that. The few women that will hear that and make the necessary adjustments, those are the women that I'm always appealing to. The women who have adopted this headstrong, you know, I am woman, hear me roar attitude, keep right on going the way you're going. You're fine.
That's right. And I hope you get what you deserve.
Roslyn, are you still there?
Yeah.
How you
doing,
girlfriend?
Girl, I got a headache.
And by the way, let me just say this. Let me add some more interesting stuff to the fire.
Oh,
men supply everything that women need. Men are the creators.
5 minutes, y'all. 5 minutes. Let's go.
Men
okay.
are the creators and maintainers of society. The next time you get your car fixed or repaired, demand a woman fix it. The next time you want your air conditioner repaired, demand a woman repair it. And I point out Dr. Haas, I believe it's Charles Haas, but the surname is H-A-A-S. He was the doctor that invented the modern-day tampon. And I say that because that's very important to women. But most women are not grateful for what men do to them because they're always on this meism trek. But men produce and maintain everything for you guys, and you need to be more grateful. That's all I'm saying.
And I want to say this,
grateful.
Mr. Solution, you know I like you, right?
Yeah, I think you do.
Yes, absolutely, because it definitely shines through. And it has nothing to do with me being a female.
Let me say this. You should like a quality man.
Well, I'm going to say this, but, you know, I will whoop your behind. Roslyn, what you think of that, girlfriend?
What'd you say? I'm sorry.
I said I like him.
That headache getting in the way.
But I said that ain't got nothing to do with me not whooping his ass. And, you know, and that's the female and the motherly instinct, you know, in me.
You got
to turn in that badge of femininity if you think that being
well, guess what?
A WWE
is.
Wrestler is somehow attractive.
Okay.
I know you don't care, and you're, and that's the problem.
Rosalind.
That's why you're not listening, and you won't
Rosalind.
Listen. You'll never
I was speaking to you, honey.
Yes, okay.
And don't call me, honey.
I'm not calling you.
Show Eric, you started it all.
You know. Listen to y'all. I mean, that's why I love you guys, because the average person joining in would think y'all don't talk to each other that often.
But you know what I mean. But I'm talking to Rosalind, sister to sister. You know what I mean. Women, you know, we're definitely, you know, no matter how emotional we get, no matter how angry we get, we still want to bring our sweet side, because that's what we bring.
That's right, and that's why the show is called Let's Talk.
I suggest you do a show that deals with paying for dates. That will out the rats. I mean, the nice people and the rats.
I'm going to put that down on
the
calendar.
There's a place for us. Rosalind?
Yes.
Rosalind?
Yes.
There's a spot for us. We pay something, and nobody can tell us we don't.
Right.
That's just who we are and what we do.
I still want that apology for being called that bad name.
Well, you know what?
Which one?
I'm waiting on my apology.
I'm okay with you wanting.
Do I get my apology or not?
I'm okay with you wanting, I said. Uh-oh. I didn't say you won't get an apology. I didn't say you wasn't. I said, I am okay with you wanting. That's my answer. Sugar.
See how the fairness doctrine plays out here.
I don't care about the fairness doctrine. I don't care about what you got to say.
Yeah,
that.
I know you don't care.
No,
you shouldn't care, because you are so way.
You know what? Take a fork in the boyfriend. You got.
You
got
so out there. You belong.
You know what
penis.
I mean? Go
you
somewhere. Get in where you fit in.
Penis. You belong.
It's almost
trash,
a 180-degree shift for Charlotte.
Yeah.
I had spoken to Charlotte several times in the past, and she was right on the money. Today, I did not recognize Charlotte.
Yes, you know what I mean, but bring what you got, and I'll bring what I've got, and guess what? Make it happen.
Now, I really understood that.
What kind of riddles are you talking about?
I am in the mood today. That's right. I am a woman. I'm not the same every day.
But you should be.
I would tell you this.
I am God.
You're
I change. It's
not a day. I'm afraid of
you. Wait a minute. Anything that's good stays the same. Do you want your car to not start on certain days? No. You want it to always start. So anything that's good will have consistency.
Here you go. Here you go, buddy.
I want consistency.
Well, that's what you want.
Cheap.
That don't mean
you're
getting it.
Yeah, but
you know what? You broads are the architects of your own destruction. Okay, kidding aside. Females, you broads, you heifers, you whatever you want to call yourselves or whatever we want to call yourselves, you are the architects of your own self-destruction. And I'll explain that to you maybe next time, because I'm sure you can't absorb it now.
That's
you
right.
are counterproductive.
Be nice,
you're the
Charlotte.
One that in your own relationships are ruining them, and you're too stupid to know why. He's trying to give you some insight.
You
haven't listened
to
me before, and I would give you some insight, but I realize that lobotomized creatures called females can't understand plain, simple English, and that applies to
both
of
you. That's right, but go on a site with a whole bunch of faggots.
Hey, Charlotte
right.
and Rosalind, let me just step in and say this. This
yes,
is
please.
One of the brightest men that you will encounter. Now, regardless
well, guess
of...
Why?
Wait a minute. Regardless as to how things got off, this guy is someone you should listen to if you want improvement. If you want improvement, you really should listen. And I would recommend that to any man or woman.
Okay.
Well, you know what? I understand
good.
Your recommendation.
I'm good
all right.
where I am.
Well,
but let me bring you back
and that's
to
the whole
I
thing. You
in.
Can't be. No
Mr.
woman
Solution.
Can be just good with who
why?
She is
why?
And what she is.
If it ain't
she's
fixed,
having
it,
a lousy
it ain't
relationship.
Fixed, don't fix it. I just told you today I celebrate 26 years of marriage. I'm fine.
26
I'm
years
fine.
Of marriage means longevity. 26 years of marriage doesn't mean happiness either on your part or on his part. I want to hear the women, when they start talking and bragging about themselves, bring their significant others on a line and have the man honestly talk about certain clues within that relationship. If you take a look at those certain clues, he will tell you, or let's say the clues will tell you, because men today,
not
men are gelded.
Are gonna be
men have become just plain psychologically castrated because of feminism. And you women
cut that last
not...
cord, Joe. You don't want that.
What happened?
Okay. All right. Well, that we're gonna have to end it on that right there, because we getting close to time now. Boy, I tell you, 2 hours go fast with y'all.
Okay, I'll be back again tomorrow, Heifers.
Thank you, Roslyn. And if he's
all
on,
right.
Trust me, guess what? Your show be dead.
Yeah, I want to thank you, Roslyn, Mr. Solution, Joe, my other caller. Hey, I want to thank y'all, man. Y'all made another great show. Hey, tomorrow is Fun Friday, so the show is at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Ain't no Fun Friday. It's all about having fun, so.
Oh, that's even better, because I don't usually do anything during the day. I mean, going on CCR, but tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time.
All right.
You guys have a good one. Great show. Bye-bye.
All right,
take it easy.
Thank you. All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, y'all. Thank you once again. Thank you for listening to Let's Talk. I'm your host, Eric Jackson. I love you all. Appreciate your support. And I'll see y'all tomorrow night. I'm out of here.